A rookie Port Moody counselor wants to come back for more. Amy Lubick, a health policy analyst at the Fraser Health Authority, is running for a second term after she was first elected in 2018. In a news release, Lubick said she wants to continue her work advocating for affordable housing, reconciliation, environmental protection, inclusion and equity. "It's very important to me that as we work, we lay the foundations of a healthy, inclusive city," she said. Lubick said if she's re-elected, she will continue to focus her efforts on enhancing Port Moody's climate action plan, expanding park space in the city, retrofitting family and multi-unit homes to lower their emissions of greenhouse gases, working with TransLink to provide more accessible transit. Lubick joins Diana Dilworth as incumbent councillors seeking re-election in the October 15 municipal vote, while council colleagues Megan Lottie and Steve Milani vie for the mayor's position that will be vacated by Rob Vagramov, who recently announced he won't be seeking re-election. Dilworth is hoping to achieve her seventh term on council after she was first elected in 1999. Counts. Hunter Madsen and Zoe Royer have yet to formally announce their intentions. Five other candidates are also running for council seats, in alphabetical order: Richard Biedke, Johan Contreras, Kyla Knowles, Haven Lerbecki, Callan Morrison. The official nomination period for candidates opens on Tuesday, August 30, and runs until Friday, September 9. The official campaign period begins on Saturday, September 17. As well, the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a series of all-candidates' debates for local 2022 civic elections. Port Moody mayor and council nominees will get the chance to speak to the issues that matter to them, and take questions from the public, at the Inlet Theater on September 28.